So the pasuk says, "Vayivater Yaakov levado," and Yaakov was left alone. Shlomo explains, of course, this is after, right before the war with the angel. You know, my darling friends, we're so influenced by the outside world. What was Avram Avinu all about? He and Sarah broke away from this world and entered God's world. Then here comes Esav, who mamish wanted to tear Yaakov away from everything forever. When we are all alone in something, we sometimes give up. But vayivaser Yaakov levado, Yaakov was left alone. Yaakov reached a level that he had the strength and power to be alone. What's the deepest depth of Yiddishkeit? It's not only serving God, it's that everybody has to fulfill the deepest depth of his own heart and soul. The way I have to live is as if I am alone in the world and no one else can do what I have to do. What do we sometimes miss out on? We go to these so-called shuls. Everybody keeps Shabbos, but it's all the same. It's all the same bagels. There's no individuality. When you go to yeshiva, who are the good guys? Ordinarily, everybody says the same thing. The good guys look the same in each place you go. But the moment you're a mamish really great, you're already something else. The Seer of Lublin had hundreds of students. Who are the ones who were the most special? The ones who had their own way. Rupchis is not Zidachov. Zidachov is not the Yidakadosh. The Yidakadosh is not Dinov. Givalt, they all brought out the deepest depth of their different neshamas. When you go to the Bava Rebbe, it's a different Shabbos than when you go to the Kloisenberger Rebbe. And it's another different Shabbos. Mudgets, a different Shabbos. Yeah, it's all Shabbos. But the depth of their souls brought down their own kind of Shabbos. And when it comes to learning, it's the same thing. Do you know how many ways there are to learn Torah? There's not one way. There are thousands of ways. The Gemara in Shabbos stuff, Pei Ches Amud Bet, says there's 70 ways, and each way contains another 70 ways. And each one of those 70 has another 70. It's endless. Yaakov Avinu was Vayivaser Yaakov Levado, staying alone. His mom is saying to God, I want to serve God, you, with all the deepest depth of my own way. Just the world and me. You know, friends, it's clear to you and to me that I'll never be like Avram. But what can I do? I have to do something else. Moshe Rabbeinu did something else, and the Baal Shem Tov did something else. The most important thing is that everybody has to find out what they look like when they are closest to God. The question is, what do I look like up there in heaven? We are all very badly needing to bring out the deepest depth of our beings, the deepest depth of our neshamas. I can keep Shabbos like everybody else, daven, make kiddush, and eat gefilte fish. Then I eat chicken, bench, and go to sleep. In the morning I wake up and another day comes, but all of this has nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with my insides. It's only when I do what I need to do that my neshama is coming out. The Holy Sanzer says that when we need the most is not so that what is written down on black and white in the Torah. Every single thing would be written down black and white. Who would need God? Since I really don't know how to do it, I ask the Rebbeinu Shel Olam each second to bless me to have this privilege to mamish, of mamish making it. So you see what it is? Yaakov Avinu is the one who gives every Yid a little strength to bring out their own neshamas. Gevalt. And of course, Rav Shlomo is talking about the way that he lived his life, finding his unique path. And he would always encourage his students not just to be a carbon copy, but to find their own path through deeply connecting to Hashem, being honest and real with Hashem. And that's why he wouldn't tell people their stories, or people would come over with shilas for him. And he wouldn't necessarily tell them what the answer is. Of course, he would try to guide them, but ultimately, a person needs to be honest with themselves and find their own unique Torah. Gevalt. All right, one more beautiful Rosh Shlomo Torah for today. Chanukah Torah, the holiday of the children. So Yaakov Avinu, when he's talking to Esav, at the end of the story, he says, I will make my way at my slow pace according to the pace of the drove before me and the pace of the children. It seems like Yaakov Avinu is making excuses. You know, Esav, I'll meet you up over there. But I want to share with you an unbelievable Torah from the Holy Zedichimer. Esav finally met up with Yaakov and they made peace. So Esav said to Yaakov, let's go together. Now friends, you have to realize that for that one moment, Esav and Yaakov had reached such a high level that it was as if Mashiach had already come. Still, Yaakov said to Esav, if we're just you and I, we could go together. But it's also my children and your children. They're not ready. The world isn't ready yet. Until I come to my Lord at Mount Seir. Yaakov promised Esav, someday I'll come to your mountain and we will walk again together. Those words are just so beautiful. What's really going on here? Yaakov told Esav he couldn't go with him for two reasons. L'regel amlacha u'l'regel eladim. If you translate it poorly, it means, I have a lot of work to do, so I can't go with you. This translation is sadly meaningless. Or Yaakov says, I can't go with you because of the children, which also doesn't make sense. So open your hearts. This is the Torah, the Zohar Kaddish, and the Zidich Over. Everybody knows that regel means holiday. So Yaakov said to Esav, you know the truth is, it will take a long time until I meet you again. But I want you to know, there are two kinds of holidays in the world, and because of them, you will make it. Regel amlacha, there are holidays in which you are not permitted to work, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, and then the regel ha'iladim, there are holidays of children, Chanukah and Purim. On Chanukah and Purim, God is shining this holiness which he gave to the children. On Purim, we're all children. We get dressed up like crazy, we drink, and we make ourselves like we are four-year-olds. Do you know why? Because on Purim, we taste the holiness which with we were born. I could have 15 PhDs, but on Purim I realize, are my PhDs what make me special? I'm special because God created me. I don't have to be an adult in order to be something. I'm 4 years old, I'm 3 years old, I'm 1 day old. And when it comes to Chanukah, it's the same thing. You know who really knows what the Chanukah candles are all about? Our children. I have a nephew, and when he was little, he was the cutest in the world. When he was 3, he came to my parents for Chanukah, and at that time, I was still living at home. The day after Chanukah, we told him that Chanukah was over. He asked me, please, to dial his mother's number. I called my sister for him, and he began to cry. Please take me home. They refused to kindle the lights again. But I have to light the candles. Bubby and Zadie just don't want to have Chanukah anymore. But I need to have it again. I realized, Gevalt, this little boy of 3 knows more about Chanukah than I'll ever know. We think to ourselves that once the 8 days are over, Chanukah is over. But he mamish knows that Chanukah goes on forever. You know, friends, I have seen adults walk up to kindle the lights. They say the blessing, they have to make a phone call. In a flash, they forget the whole thing because they have an appointment. Children never stop hanging around the Chanukah lights. They are glued to the lights. They know what it's all about. So Yaakov said to Esav, and it's also true for you and me, just because of these two kinds of holidays, we will make it. We have to make it. Gevalt, so with Chanukah coming, let's remember that Chanukah should never end. It only begins. Keep lighting those lights, adding on our own special Torah, as he said in the first Torah, and keep never forgetting to be children, to let our own pure, holy, happy, silly, pure soul shine, and through that we'll bring Mashiach and bring all people together. Good Shabbos.